What Best in Show did for dog shows and what A Mighty Wind did for folk music, the new Christopher Guest mockumentary Mascots does for, not surprisingly, mascots.
My name is Phil Mayhew. In my pretend life, I am a real estate appraiser. But in my real life, I am Jack the Plumber, official mascot for the Beaumont College football team. It is truly a dream come true for me.
Phil Mayhew, or Jack the Plumber, played by Christopher Moynihan, is one of the contestants in the World Mascot Association Championship. So is Cindy Babineau, played by Parker Posey. She represents Amelia Earhart College, whose mascot is Alvin Armadillo, or so she thought until the judges told her otherwise.
Miss Babineau, a formal complaint has been lodged against you. It has come to our attention that your college basketball team is nicknamed the Leaping Squaws, which means that your character is in violation of Rule 11B, which states mascots cannot represent or be associated with anything offensive based on race, creed, gender, or sexual orientation.
Well, I'm an armadillo, and the team isn't called the Leaping Squaws anymore. That was like 100 years ago or something.
Unfortunately, it is still on the internet.
Mascots is a very funny movie, and Christopher Guest, who directed and with Jim Pittock wrote Mascots, joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
When did you see the comic possibilities of people who put on animal suits or dress up as Spartans and Trojans and lead the fans in cheering?
Today was the first time several years ago, my son was a mascot for his one of his teams in school. And he was in a suit, and he said, "I look like a chicken, Dad." And I said, "Well, it's actually a hawk, mm-hmm. a hawk." And that was the first time I got any firsthand knowledge about this hidden world, literally hidden world. And I became interested in the idea that people are performing in front of large crowds sometimes, but they're not seen and completely anonymous. And it's a strange paradox in show business to have that dynamic, and that became interesting to me, the lives of these people outside of the suits.
You mean they're not seen because they're inside the hawk suit that looks like a chicken or whatever the
correct.
Suit might
they're
be?
Correct. They're inside whatever animal they are or whatever object they are. One wouldn't know, even the parents of that person wouldn't know who was in there unless they were in the locker room afterwards, I guess.
Where you have been finding comic possibilities for some time now is in the form of the behind-the-scenes documentary in which people try to explain themselves to an often merciless camera. Can you ever watch a documentary anymore? Can you?
Well, it's almost the only thing I do watch. And for some reason, it doesn't. I just look at them as documentaries. I don't have an issue, even though I've chosen this faux documentary format for a long time, since with Rob Reiner and Harry Shearer and Michael McKean, we did Spinal Tap a long time ago, and that seemed to be a good format to work in for me.
Okay. There are a lot of actors in Mascots who are familiar to people who saw A Mighty Wind or saw mm-hmm. For Your Consideration or Best in Show. And you have a troupe here, it seems. Is it fun being together with these people, or is it all business when you're making a movie? And
Well, it is a lot of fun. These are very, very gifted performers. The films are improvised films based on an outline. In this case, Jim Pittock and I wrote the story and the outline. It's very strictly enforced. But these are great improvisers, and I've been fortunate to be able to work with them. So yes, it's a combination of a family reunion, and it isn't looked at as a laugh fest, essentially, when you're on the set. People do take what they the scene seriously, but it's a lovely thing. It's like having a great band of musicians together. Mm-hmm. I guess that's the best analogy.
And I mean, when they're improvised, how many takes does it usually take for your actors to improvise and get it in a way that you like?
Well, it is an unusual way of working. It's not conventional. Again, they have back histories of their characters and where they went to school, what happens in every scene. We don't rehearse either. So this really does require that the people in the scenes jump in, and I would say maybe two takes.
But when you see a take that you like, mm-hmm. it's not that it is precisely what you had imagined and written out, it's something that you just like. It works. I mean,
it's a combination of things. The facts can't change. It's very strict in the line of what happens in every scene. It's just that the words haven't been written down. So the people are who they are. What happens in the scene has to happen. It can't go in different directions. It's the way they do it. I would say that 90% of the film that doesn't have to do with pre-assigned things like that, they're improvised.
I'd like to ask you about another side of your life. It's just very intriguing. One that is completely unfamiliar to most, to the hugely vast majority of people in the English-speaking world. And that is your identity as the fifth Baron Haydn Guest, uh-huh. holder of a hereditary title that was, I guess, created. Was it created for your grandfather? Do I have that right?
Yes, I would disagree. I think most people live that life, in fact, and I wouldn't even leave you out. I would say that people just haven't checked their mailboxes. I think most people live that life in much the same way I have. It's one of those, my wife calls it the Lord thing. not to be confused with the other Lord thing. It's an oddity. I spent several years at various intervals sitting in the upper house of Parliament, yeah. And then the hereditary peers were told to leave, which was a good thing. I had a dinner date anyway. I had to, and so I took my robe and and I left in a huff, literally, as yeah. Groucho would have said. Yeah.
So now you just don't take part in it, or you?
Well, I can't. I can't take part in any way because the hereditary peers are gone, and I can't have lunches there anymore. And there was something quite endearing about that. I would run into people in the hallways. You have to walk on the red carpet, and one day I was walking. And lost, actually, walking around in a circle, and a man who worked there, dressed in what you would think of as footman's clothing, said as I passed him, "Perhaps my lord would like a compass." And it really was as if that person had been cast, perfect timing, just as I passed him. And people would say to me, "I knew your grandfather here. We but at Oxford," and they would fade away, fall asleep. It was interesting. I'm glad I did that for a bit.
Christopher Guest, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Christopher Guest's new movie is called Mascots. It's out now on Netflix.